Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 53 of Letters from a Lonely Flyboy. We are your hosts. I'm Kelly Dennis.
And I'm Clinton Cathcart.
Thank you for joining us as we continue on this journey described by our father through his letters home. The letters in this episode begin on March 28, 1962, and Clint is going to read that first letter.
The letter reads Wednesday, 28 March. Hi, honey. Looks as though the mail delivery is back on schedule. There just wasn't any today, other than a small amount of boat mail. And if that's not bad enough, it has been another of those days at old Osan. General H has been on a rampage all day, and I do mean all day. I don't really think a thing has gone on since yesterday afternoon that has suited him in the least. If I'm personally involved, and I haven't heard yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. Haven't even eaten yet. Was going to shower first, no hot water, and then GB called and is going to bring back some of my tapes he borrowed to copy. Maybe I'll go get a bite with him after a while. I want to borrow his Sony and some of his tapes to copy for us if I can ever get time. Looks as if I'll be back in Seoul all next week and really don't care anything about going. Though if I stayed long enough and got per diem again, I might be able to pay for an amplifier, AM/FM tuner, that my neighbor wants to sell for $60. He wants a bigger and better model that sells here for about $115. It's a pretty fair deal as far as I can tell, but it can wait, and maybe I should just buy a new one anyway. Can't afford this one with the money I owe on my suits. Really, I didn't intend to buy this piece of equipment until just prior to coming home. Could buy it except for the suits, which I should take advantage of too. I've done well again this month, better than expected. Should end up with $25 left, even with the tapes I bought. Bought two more blanks again today. We'll have to give $10 to the Red Cross drive, though, so I'm not as far ahead as I'd like to be. Have to buy underwear, too. Still feel as though I've done pretty well. The Sony itself was a major item, and it's ours. Really, the amplifier and good speakers won't cost as much combined, at least not quite. Sure miss you, all of you. I love you. See.
And so it's been another long day. General's on the rampage and no time to eat and no hot water.
No hot water.
Oh, boy. That just sounds miserable.
Yeah.
And he's got to go back to Seoul and wants to buy an amplifier tuner for the Sony.
Yes. Well, for part of the, as we call them, component systems.
Sure.
So those would be two more components that he would want to add besides just having the Sony. Spoiler alert, he does get them, but I don't know if he mentions in a future letter or not. But he was saying that, look, okay, so the neighbor wants to sell this set for $60, mm-hmm. but he wants, because he wants a bigger and better situation. And he didn't buy, he's looking to buy an amplifier and then an AM/FM tuner, which needs has to plug into an amplifier separately rather than buy them as one unit, which many people opted for. I like the way he was going. When I got my stereo equipment, I did not, well, they call it receivers when they're combined, the amplifier okay. with the tuner. I like the tuner and the amplifier separate. So that's the way I went.
Okay. Well, he's still sounds really excited about it, although not really sure he's going to spend money on the used equipment.
Yeah. And he, like he said, he wasn't planning on getting those two pieces until he was on his way out the door anyway.
Right, right. And he's doing better than expected on money, which he sounds pretty upbeat about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's interesting to watch, especially after COVID. And we've all seen many, many prices go up.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, I mean, it's almost mind-boggling to look at some of these prices.
I know.
That he was paying. You know, it's just incredible.
Yeah, agreed. Are we ready for me to go on to the next letter?
We are.
Okay, and this one is dated 29 March on Thursday. Hi, honey. No mail today. Obviously, the whole thing is delayed somewhere because there no one got any airmail. At first, I was real disappointed as I thought I was leaving for Seoul for a while again in the morning. But as it turned out, I'll be back tomorrow at 1600 for a meeting. So we'll be here to get any that comes in tomorrow. I'm still scheduled to be at work at Seoul at 0800 Saturday morning, but won't make it and won't worry about it too much either. I've already been told that Saturday will be a full day and probably some night work up there if we expect to have Sunday free. Somebody has to let these guys know that your old dad is not going to do all their work for them. And I know darn well that brown suits expect me to be on the golf course on Sunday and have said they better save some room for me or I'll make the next week miserable for the whole crew. I really don't even want to go up there. Naturally, I'd rather get to the golf course than any of those clowns who sort of take it for granted, but the whole business of what I'm involved in isn't worth getting on the driving range. Sooner or later, the general and I are going to have a talk about this thing, and all he's going to remember is what he has said, and darned little, if any, of my arguments. Simply put, we are at complete odds, and I'll be darned if GB doesn't seem to think it's somewhat funny. He says, since the general has gone out of his way to keep me here, that when I get on my high horse, General H doesn't quite know what to say, and GB is plain bystander. He does quit laughing, though, when he needs answers, and I'm the only one handy who can supply them. It does look as though I'll be gone all week, though, whether or not I like it. Have put in for orders so that I'll collect per diem, and then can turn to GB if there's an argument. Miss you badly. I love you. See. So more mail delays, and he's not exactly concerned about getting to Seoul exactly on time. No. Can't blame him. He might as well dally around as long as he can get away with.
Yeah. Of course, remember now that Seoul job is something, it looks like a combined force because he was working with some army types there too. Oh. But it's, you know, he was tasked out to that. And then what the general's saying is, look, I don't care. They're just going to have to get along as best they can. I need you here. I want you here, you know? And so he's getting pushed and pulled around, but yeah. If he gets to go to Seoul, he gets a per diem, which he likes because it's helping him buy his stereo equipment.
Well, it might as well get more money as long as it's, you know, as hard as he's working.
Oh yes.
And yeah, that's, you know, he's really venting about it, but he is happy about possibility of getting some more per diem, and you can't blame him there.
No, heavens no.
Okay. Are you ready to go on and read the next episode or next letter?
I am.
Okay.
So this letter is dated Friday, March 30. Hi, honey. This is really going to be just an I love you note. It's actually the 31st as I'm writing. Went to Seoul today, but came back to a meeting at 1600. It's now 10 minutes past midnight, and I just got home. We did break 1 hour for dinner, about 20:30. I'm also supposed to be back in Seoul at 0800. I may cheat an hour, but still have to depart here about 0700. Not packed or anything, but I'll just have to do that in the morning. Shouldn't really be gone much more than a week this time. Got 4 letters today. Obviously, they were held up somewhere as they were postmarked daily starting the 21st. You should be seeing the Williams tomorrow. I know you enjoyed seeing them, and I'm sure you gave them my best. I'm sure Dink will enjoy seeing the ranch and figure you'll be going down there before too long. I'm just too tired to write, honey. We'll answer all the letters from Seoul tomorrow night. Sure miss you. I love you, C.
Okay. He did have to come back to Osan for a meeting and then back to Seoul in the morning.
Yep.
And got 4 letters, but he's just too tired to answer them.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. That I can believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I, you know, he's assigned to Hutchinson and the staff there, but he's taxed out to this group in Seoul to work with them. And Hutchinson had to have given his approval at some point, but I don't think he saw how it was going to play in, how much it was going to affect Dad's time you know, such that, you know, he can't get as much of it as he wants.
Right. Right. Okay. Are we good for me to read the last last letter?
We are.
I don't know why I'm wanting to call letters episodes this time, but
there you go.
There we go. This one is dated Monday, 1 April. Hi, honey. Well, back in Seoul, very tired again tonight. Not enough sleep. Didn't do a thing all day except sit in meetings. Had a hard time staying awake during the last one. The weather has turned pretty nice, though, and I plan to play golf at 07:45. Ran into some troops, and I know they have a last-minute opening. It will probably be pretty chilly, at least for the first nine, but can't take a chance of not getting to play by just waiting to fill in. No mail today, naturally. We'll probably have to wait until the courier comes up Tuesday, unless I have to run back down there for something tomorrow or Monday. Still had the four letters to reread, though. Sounds like the party at Mary's with all the kids was quite a picnic, or maybe not, in better word. It obviously was a good idea not to take Miss Kelly. Besides getting tangled, she might have picked up a couple of bad habits. Don't worry about me not wanting to play golf with you. You make the 80s sound real good, but that's only once out of many times, and was still darn near 90. Besides, I'll play with you anytime. Sounds to me like you're doing extremely well on the finances, much better than I had expected you could possibly do. I think I'm clear on when you want the paycheck to go to Fort Sam. We'll have finance send the May check paid on the 31st to Fort Sam, and then get you the deposit slip and the statement as soon as possible. I still haven't found the name of the people who we left the trailer with. I think you might find it in the filing case or perhaps possibly in the car with the other papers. Hope there wasn't anything serious wrong with the camera. Wouldn't want any catastrophe like that. I will, as always, be eagerly looking forward to the pictures. Any pictures, hint, hint. Sounds as though Miss Kelly is leading a rough life. You won't let her go swimming, and no cartoons on Sunday morning. What's a gal to do? It would be nice to get the orders for the next assignment to save the storage money and the trouble, and think I could get some out if the assignment came in, but I wouldn't count on it. I sure do miss my troops. You must tell Miss Kelly her daddy will be home before too much longer. It still seems like an awful long time, but we've almost 8 months behind us. A long, hard 8 months. I love you. C. Okay, so he's back in Seoul and scheduled for an early golf game.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
7:45 in the morning. Yeah.
But he's playing 18 holes, so he's going to be on the course for a while.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah, but I mean, he's going to finish pretty early, too. Probably takes 3 hours maybe to play 18 holes, maybe a little over 3 hours.
Yeah, I would think so.
You're going to finish pretty early. Once in a while, he'd get into the 80s you know, she said, oh, gosh, you probably don't even want to play with me anymore.
Right.
You know, he's trying to tell her, well, okay, no, wait a minute now. You know, and certainly I'd play with you. But, a lot of his scores are pretty close to 90. So.
Yeah. And so did you go with mom to the party at Mary's? It sounds like she didn't like it very much.
No, I must have, I'm sure. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that does sound like she didn't like it, but she didn't take Kelly, I guess, huh?
No, she didn't take me, but you probably were, you know, not anywhere near her during the party and not concerned about how wild things were. You didn't see it from her perspective, evidently.
No, obviously. And then I don't, you know, she might have been, she didn't like going because she couldn't take you. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of that wasn't imprinted indelibly in my memory.
Yeah. Well, I can imagine so. So dad continues to be impressed by how mom is handling the finances, but
yeah,
he's really laying into her about not sending pictures.
Yeah. She needs to send more pictures.
Oh yeah. And, evidently, I'm complaining about no cartoons on Sunday mornings and mom not letting me go swimming.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, I don't know. If she, I mean, I don't ever remember not letting you go swimming. So maybe she was, she's, you were referring to the fact that she wasn't letting you going swimming as often as you might wish to.
Well, that sounds like me.
Or any child that age. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And he hasn't gotten word about the next assignment, and they sure is missing home.
I think, you know, he's kind of worried because he's thinking, okay, I don't want to put the stuff in storage and then find out where I'm going and have to get it back out of storage. And I'm trying to think, basically, they must have had to do that because we went back up to Montana after, you know, for the summer, and he didn't get back until August. Or September, it might have been September. We rolled into town just basically in time for me to start school. So,
okay. Well, I guess they figured it out.
They must have had to store something. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything for the good of the episode that you have to add for this time?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, then thank you for listening today. Please join us next time when Dad gets some interesting information from Mom and GB about Colonel Duncan, his former boss. If you have any comments or feedback you'd like to share, you can reach us on Instagram at Lonely Flyboy or email us at lettersfromalonelyflyboy@gmail.com. We would sure love to hear from you. Until then, I'm Kelly Dennis.
And I'm Clinton Cathcart saying goodbye.
Bye-bye.